As Yekiel had known he would, the reporter shouldered his way to the front, raising his hand. He was not alone. Apparently, the incident, brief and comparatively bloodless as it had been, had drawn the news hounds like Krakanas to chum-infested waters. Dalla smiled a little at them. Her emerald eyes flickered over the crowd, and then she pointed at someone.
Javis Tyr,
she said.
Please, ask your question.
Admiral, the first reporter said, his voice smooth and cultured and perfectly paced and pitched. Yekiel was really beginning to hate this guy.
Do you honestly think it can possibly be coincidence that the two Jedi who have displayed such aberrant behavior are siblings?
There are many factors to take into account in our investigation, but certainly we will be looking into any genetic causes for this display of uncontrollable violence and paranoia. We will also consider the environment in which these two Jedi have been raised.
So, would it be fair to say that you think that because the Horned siblings are the children of a Corellian Jedi Master and the grandchildren of a well-known smuggler, these factors might have caused this mental condition?
Don't go putting words into my mouth, Tyr,
Dalla admonished, but there was no real ire in her tone.
I simply said we would consider the environment in which they were raised, that's all.
Do you think this is a hitherto unknown manifestation of simply being Jedi?
Tyr plowed on, although Dalla had turned away and was looking at another reporter with his hand imploringly raised. By this point, Yekiel's hand had closed on her lightsaber, as had Barv's, although he grunted with pain at the effort. A flippered hand touched her wrist, slightly moist, cool, and sending calm through the Force.
Don't, said Silgall in a quiet voice. Don't give them any more ammunition to use against us. I, for one, have heard enough, and I dare say that we'll be seeing this particular speech played and replayed often enough on the HoloNet that we can pick up anything we've missed. Come, let us get Basil treated, and we will talk.
Yekiel growled softly and nodded. Silgall spoke wisdom, although it pained the Bothan to sit by and listen to such disgusting things being said about Valen and Gisela's parentage.
To think anyone would stoop that low,
she muttered, and turned to follow the other Jedi. She moved to one side of Barv, smiling reassuringly up at him as she slipped his arm around her shoulders to assist him as he walked. Silgall was on his other side. They and the other Jedi who had emerged from the temple moved steadily, unobtrusively back toward their sanctuary, but apparently not unobtrusively enough.
Jedi,
came Javis Tyr's voice. Yekiel froze in her tracks. Barv turned his massive head to regard the reporter. In his grunting, guttural language, he chided Tyr for not covering the news impartially and for clearly harboring a bias. Such behavior, Barv said, was not becoming for a journalist, and Tyr should know better. While the rebuke was mild, the Ramoan language always sounded as if the speaker were trying to take someone's head off verbally, and Tyr, clearly not understanding a word of it, recoiled ever so slightly.
Do you have any comments on Admiral Dalla's speech? I witnessed the fight between you two and Gisela Horn. I take it you were trying to stop her. Can you tell us why? How much of a threat is she? How far-reaching is this strange mental illness?
Silgall, displaying more patience in her right flipper than Yekiel had in her entire furry body, stepped forward before the Bothan could retort.
The Jedi are obviously very concerned about the current state of events, and have been since the first incident. We are doing everything we can.
She gave him a smile, and then turned decisively back toward the temple. Yekiel knew she shouldn't, but she couldn't resist casting one more glowering glance over her shoulder at Javis Tyr.
This can't be good,
she murmured.